Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Consecutive work days for
our part of the country. Yeah. It's 15 below zero, so it's real nice outside.
But for a lot of people, again, you exaggerate. It's but like six.
Okay.
Seven.
Right. You're right.
Well, he's talking about the feels like temperature.
It is. There's a feels like out there.
I don't want to hear about that.
I know.
Because I'm
it's
inside.
It's all about the dew point.
I am
inside. We don't work outside.
Well,
if you work outside,
then it's not even six, it's 70.
Yeah, you're right.
If you want to talk about inside.
Bush is right. People work outside. I apologize. I don't apologize.
Right,
why do you live here if you work outside?
You're actually close. It's one, and it feels like minus 16.
It's one out there.
Right. Air temperature.
Good to know.
Outside, which we temporarily have to deal with when we go out to our car. And then when you sit in your car, the inside of your car is cold for quite a while.
Cold as hell.
Yeah, unless yours warms up quickly. I know mine doesn't.
The seat warms up quicker than the heat. You know, it's not that bad. It should warm up quicker.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't.
Now, the garage usually buys you a good 20, 25 degrees.
It's not a 64. So. My buddy in high school had like a 60, this is a while ago, but he drove like a 64 Chevy. It was like a 67 Mustang. And it was a Mustang 2, so it wasn't one of the cool ones.
Oh,
no, it wasn't
okay.
A 2. No, it was a cool one.
Really?
The 2s were in the 70s. But whatever. But it wasn't really fancy, and it was old, and it ran like, and it it took, by the time he picked me up for school on cold days, and we didn't live, I didn't live that far from the high school, it wouldn't warm up until we pulled in the parking lot.
That's the case with my truck. I'm about three blocks away.
You know a place that sells new ones.
Yeah. Finally kicks in. And,
yeah.
Oh, I can turn the heater on now.
You're living down south and listen to this program. Screw you and everything you stand for. No, good for you. Get out of the weather. Good for you. Massive migration south over the past 30, 40 years from young people, too. So even they're waking up.
I understand.
I understand completely.
Right? And a lot of Ditkas.
The Ditkas are moving there, too.
Right? I was talking to the Ditkas. Well, one of them last night.
After the S-hole comment from Trump, you didn't bring that up, did you?
No.
Okay, good. Because Trump's a racist.
We're kind of tired of that.
But yeah, you can't talk about that with him, right? Yeah. And no, that's not a racist, but Trump is.
What? We just talk about, I don't know about that. Just talk about how nice it is in Phoenix.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good for him. And he spent a lot of time up north. Hell, he raised you in North Dakota, so he's a North Dakota boy, right?
Well,
was he born there?
After that, yeah. He was born and raised in North Dakota.
God, no wonder he got the hell out. That's even colder than here.
After that, spent some time in Branson, Missouri.
That's right, he did.
Albert Lee, Minnesota.
Oh, I forgot he was back in Albert Lee for a long time. Yeah. They got there in Albert Lee for a while.
Payson, Arizona for just a brief period of time.
All right. Is that where your son moved down there originally?
No.
We got married, moved down there, but he moved down to Phoenix, not for the weather, just for the opportunity.
Just because it was, down there because of the weather.
Yeah.
Because it was warm, there was a lot more opportunity.
Yeah.
Following in his father's footsteps.
Yeah. Moving to what?
Moving to Arizona for the weather.
Sure. That's right. That's right, like you did years ago. We got Thomas Hayden Church going to phone the program today, the second season of Divorce.
He's a legacy.
Yeah, he's a legacy. We got to let him in the club. We need the dudes. He's going to phone the program. Comedian Emily Galati is going to be in the studio. She's opening up for our buddy Pete Lee. Pete Lee is on Jimmy Fallon tonight. Recorded it yesterday. Won't be in town to do the show yet today, so he'll do the show tonight. The Funny Bone, but he will be here live on Monday. Petey Mack, who apparently our martini talk yesterday got him gone. Is that a picture of his counter or was he at the bar? Because I retweeted the picture.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I figured he sent all of us in a text. He's making his gin martini there. Wow, it's just called a martini.
It looked like a home setting.
It did look like a home setting. It looked like he must have been making a martini.
That's somebody's kitchen counter.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, I thought, man, I didn't want to drink tonight. But I'm thinking, but martinis during the week, I can't do it anymore because they're just too strong and I'm too hungover.
Well, making those martinis so strong?
well, vodka martinis are strong. It's just because even vermouth's got vodka in it, got liquor in it.
Yeah, if I ever say I don't feel like drinking tonight, then that means something's wrong.
Well, I drank.
It means I'm sick.
Well, I drank continuously. For almost 2 weeks on vacation. And I know that sounds good to a lot of people, but I'm not that, I can't do it anymore.
Define for me continuously.
Every night, a lot.
Yeah, but you know.
Every night, a lot.
Not from the moment you woke up.
No.
Till the moment you went
but
to sleep.
But every night, a lot. Every night where I had to drink again in the evening because to feel decent, to feel normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
You drank enough that you thought you caught yourself going, I'm drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus I get tired of it. I get tired of it. I know Todd's gasping at that, but I get tired of it. So I can't be hungover here on the show anymore. I just can't do it.
Why not?
Because I know I just don't feel good while the show's going on. Yeah, and I don't want to. But I did drink about 3/4 of a bottle of white wine last night, but I could do the white wine. But even now, I'm still like, Morning, Tony.
What's up,
man? I saw you did a bunch of blow.
Yeah. I'm feeling good today.
Yeah. They speculated that, they were giving you crap because they said, dude.
Looked like you had passed out on the blow.
Nobody passes out on blow. And I said, well, he's probably dead.
Yeah.
You know, knowing the amount, you're not a very experienced cocaine user. I'm looking at Lynn Bias right there.
Who took the picture?
Oh, that was the wife.
I know the wife took it, but what'd you use?
Oh, baking soda.
Oh, baking
soda. Yeah. It's just baking soda, yeah.
Okay, we should probably share that.
Did you snort any of it for fun?
No.
What the hell you doing on with a Buccaneers jersey today? I know your brother collects a lot of jerseys.
Yeah,
you got that
jersey,
one?
Yeah.
Buccaneers.
What is that, Warwick Dunn?
I
like Warwick Dunn.
Warwick Dunn.
Yeah, but I love the fact that the Buccaneers are not in the playoffs and you're walking around in a Buccaneers jersey. That makes you feel warmer.
When's the last time they made the playoffs? What, 2000?
Good point.
That Super Bowl, maybe?
Yeah, probably that Super Bowl.
They had to be. No, because remember when the Buffalo Bills made it, it was 99. Now, who's on the clock in the NFL?
Oh, the longest non-playoff streak?
Yes, because it's – I know in Major League Sports, it is the Seattle Mariners of the four major sports of who's not been in the playoffs. And the Mariners are like 2000, I believe, 2001. That season 8, that great season.
That's a good point.
But who's on the clock in the NFL only, right?
When did Cleveland make it last?
Like 06, 07. That one year with Derek Anderson.
That's right, Derek
about.
Anderson. Yeah. Right, yeah. So I want to look that up because you're walking around with your Tampa Bay. That just makes you feel warm wearing a Tampa Bay jersey. That could be it. The NFL playoffs are this weekend. Your Cowboys are not in it.
No,
the Packers
are
not in it. Petey's Broncos aren't in it. Just so happens that Todd and Tyler's team are in there.
Yeah. I see your Steelers got some drama going. I like that.
Oh, a little bit of drama,
That's what the Cowboys are. Welcome to my world. That's what I deal with every year.
Well, it's because Le'Veon Bell doesn't want to be franchise tagged next year. Shut up. Win now.
Just play.
Win now. God. I'm just going to retire. No, you're not.
No.
Sit on your
you're
ass
25.
or make $12 million a year. Oh. Because nobody's going to pay you $12 million, Le'Veon, anywhere. I mean, to not play football.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get that gig.
They're
going to offer you a 38-5 somewhere. With some good bennies.
Are the AFC games even going to be interesting?
Well, you know what? My game could be interesting, but I don't think so. I think the Steelers are a much better team, and they owe those guys so much to come up there in Pittsburgh. But I definitely don't think the New England game is going to be interesting at all.
No, I think they're going to.
Titans are horrible.
Both the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans.
The NFC games are much better games this weekend.
Are going to get mud holes stomped in them. Right. And the other ones are kind of up in the NFC ones, I think, are up in the air.
You could say S-hole. CNN did all day yesterday.
I know. it was fun listening to news anchors say that word.
Oh, plus just commentators, man.
So. Could we say that?
You or should be able to say
would it. We have to be able to use it
well,
in
I wouldn't,
that?
I wouldn't say it about a brown country because that is racist, but I would say it like our bathroom's an asshole.
Yeah,
but see.
In the hallway here.
I don't think we can say it in that context.
I'm not going to say it.
We have to use it as a news quote. This comes from the President of the United States.
Your so you country, can say it.
Well, it sounded.
No, and we
an
have
asshole.
To be on cable.
Network said it.
No, network said it. Yes, NBC Network
NBC.
Said it.
NBC.
Really?
Yeah. NBC.
I was watching ABC, and they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't. Sweeney said, Mark Sweeney, who's a comedian friend of ours, lives in St. Louis, retweeted out. He saw it on NBC. MSNBC wouldn't say it, and I don't get it. We'll get into that with Craig. Who's the NFL team? You have it written down?
I couldn't find it yet.
Okay.
Right. I know, like I said, I know it was the Bills.
All right.
But I don't know who.
It was
who
the Bills.
Currently.
Who's the next team
it.
On the U.S.? Tony Shear, LD's on the way.
He's at the gate. I'll be back.
All right. We're going to take a quick break anyway. Petey Mack will be here later on. Comedian Emily Galati, Craig Evans, and welcome to
and
the
you
asshole.
Guys.
And the NFL playoff teams are here. It's
Two of them.
Two of the NFL
two
playoff teams. That's right.
Yeah.
Packers are
two
not
are
there.
Represented.
Yeah, two are represented.
The two that are going to the Super Bowl
are
represented.
Are represented.
That, I hope that happens so much. So much. I hope my team more than your team, but I hope it happens so much. Just because I know these guys are going to hate it. Craig and Puss are just going to hate
it. Oh, yeah, just to aggravate them.
That because they know they got to root for the Steelers because they hate you. They hate the Vikings more than the Steelers. They hate the Vikings more than they hate me, which is still fascinating to me. I thought sure I'd win that battle.
Oh, no. I understand.
No, but they really hate me when it comes to the Steelers.
I understand.
No, because, I share the same sentiment when it comes to the Packers.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
More than anything.
All right.
More than anything. Yeah.
Broncos aren't in the playoffs either. LD's here. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.